This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, let's see what's out of the news. Racism. It's taking a back burner right now because we've got news about the economy, and it's not so good for Joey Demento and team. Welcome back, everybody, or I should say welcome to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, to what you're listening to. And we got a lot of stuff for you. You go there, and you will find that you can get to anything that we're doing, and it's going to grow and grow and grow. You want to get to PolitiChatter? You can go there. You want to get to the Flick Fest? Your movie buff? Go there. We just uploaded a whole series of new movies. Go check out the flickfest.com. Putting up 2 new movies a day, minimum. Sometimes 5 to 10. Check it out. And it's independent filmmakers. We're bucking the system everywhere you look. If you look at everything we do, seeking educational excellence that wants to bring meritocracy back to education, to put conservatives on school boards, school boards control what's going on in this country. Education, you know, wise anyway. How about we get some conservatives on there? How about we root out these infiltrators, these cancers that are attacking school boards in conservative areas? Let's just get rid of them. We got one here in Arizona we're going to get rid of. I'm not going to say her name because I don't want to. I'm not going to call her out that way, but we're going to get rid of her. You can bet your bottom dollar. That's what my grandfather used to say, bet your bottom dollar. Anyway, I want to talk about Black Lives Matter. They made demands the other day. They demanded that former President Trump be convicted. They don't know of what because they don't say, and permanently banned from social media sites forever. Fine. Ban him from social media because you're not going to ban him from PolitiChatter. We'll gladly put up his stuff. They also demanded that Trump be banned from ever holding public office again. They don't tell you why. They demanded that police be defunded. Who could blame them? When you're a terrorist organization, why do you want a middleman? Why do you want somebody that could potentially stop you? I'm shocked they have a demand we give it to the military. Here's what they say. Number one, we are joining Rep. Ilhan Omar, Presley, Cori Bush, Jamal Bowman, and others who are demanding Trump be immediately convicted in the U.S. Senate. Trump must be banned from holding office in the future. Call your members of Congress, blah, blah, blah. They don't say why. Because he was too effective in converting black people, man. And, you know, Donald Trump had black people hoping, feeling like they had some hope left. And we are all about hopelessness and terrorizing black people and using black people so we can buy ourselves some fat homes. Allow me to finish for you, Black Lives Matter. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I happen to be a brother, a black man living in America. But you know what I am? First, I'm a human being. Second, I'm a child of God. Third, I'm an American. And fourth, oh, by the way, if you need a description, in case you want to say, who was that stunning black man, that black man walking down the street with his dog? That would be me. But that's the order in which I'm black versus these ethnocentric races that want to flaunt it in your face like you don't know. I'm black and I can't get over in America, man, until something. You're black and you know what? It's okay. America accepts you. LeBron, Oprah, Tiger, whatever piece of blackness you want to claim, Rachel Dolezal, they accept you. Number two, expel Republican members of Congress who attempted to overturn the election and incited a white supremacist attack. Let me tell you, this is so out of the playbook, it's hysterical. They pay them, they say, okay, look, you need to racialize everything that's happened. So January 6th was a white supremacist attack. Yeah. Now, no blacks were harmed in the making of this January 6th white supremacist attack. No animals were harmed in the making of this film. But it's a white supremacist attack because that's what attack dogs do. They do what they're told. These are the most obedient Negroes I've ever met, but you got to pay them. Anyway, so they want to expel anybody from Congress that says that the cheat was on, the big cheat happened. Can't let that get out, man. But what happens when Arizona overturns theirs and Michigan and then the dominoes fall? I talked about Trump's statement on voter fraud when he's talking about Michigan. He says, what? Essentially, what happens when you can no longer say that? What about the other lies? Like the January 6th attack, Black Lives Matter, where, you know, Trump supporters attack Sicknick. You know, the only bad thing about Sicknick and the New York Times fake news BS story that he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher twice and then pepper sprayed is too bad Sicknick wasn't a black cop. That would have been, oh my God, man, them white people hit that black cop. They would have been pro-black cop for just a second. See, that's the contradictions. Yeah, those are the contradictions. See, I feel bad for Sicknick because he died. Period. That whatever caused his death is horrible. But it wasn't at the hands of Trump supporters. And January 6th is a Democrat-created BS event that they want to now put on us. And we all know that's not the truth. So I don't even, when they bring up their lies, I dismiss them. Call it what it is, the leftist attack on America, because that's what it was. It was part of the coup. And the stories that come from it are all part of the coup. Black Lives Matter. Anyway, they got more demands. We'll talk about it here in a second, because I do want to cover other stuff. I want to cover this Wu flu shot that they want to give the kids. And I want to cover this DOJ candidate that deleted her tweets. Because, see, all the Biden people don't want you to know who they really are. Biden's staff is man-hating, white people-hating, America-hating, military-hating, religious people-hating, and I could go on, group of scum. That's what they are. That's what Biden's staff is, and he wants to believe he represents America. He does not represent over 80% of this country with the people that he puts into office. But they want you to believe that. They want you to go to their media sources and hear. Look, I get up every morning now and I look at Google and what's trending. It is so funny. They might as well be writing comedy. It's funny to read it. But I love it. As much as I hate living it, I love it because it creates such a fertile environment for me and creativity and how they lie. It's like getting inside the mind of psychopaths. And, you know, not that it's my job to do that. Kind of is, I guess. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Easy to explain how stupid leftists are. You ready? Rockets were launched against Israel, and leftists like Ilhan Omar blamed Israel. Yeah. Rockets get launched against you. I don't even know if we're talking about retaliation, but immediately, oh, it's Israel's fault. Israel, they're the devil, they're the demons, whatever. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. American leftists, they focus on the craziest stuff. They won't admit what happens right before their eyes. They hate the atrocity of conservatism. The fact that we want a civilized country where people actually play by the rules. We understand the communistic aspect of capitalism. And what we, you know, how we all aspire to see the goodness and the greatness of people come out, and where we have to come together for the common good. We all understand the communism of capitalism, of the Democratic Republic, but we also understand that it only lasts so long, and then you got to get up and do something for yourselves. Leftists live in this bizarre world. You don't believe me? You want to know how jacked up leftism is? I'm going to play a clip. Get that clip ready. A clip of a mother of the girl who was killed because she was trying to stab another girl. And here's what the mother said of her daughter.
Micaiah was named after a male prophet in the Bible. She was a very loving, peaceful little girl. She was 16 years old. She was an honor roll student. And Micaiah had a motherly nature about her. She promoted peace. And that's something that I want to always be remembered.
Okay, you get it? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. She was named after a prophet from the Bible. I don't know whom. She was loving, peaceful, and she was an honor roll student. She had a motherly nature, and she promoted peace. This is the girl who got shot because in front of a cop, she had a knife and was about to stab another girl to death. And that's what her mom said about her. Forget the obvious. Forget what you saw. Now, don't misunderstand me, people. People come out of themselves for whatever reason. Like I said, I'm a peaceful person. Hit one of my kids and watch what happens. But you can lose your mind. But what do you think that fight was over? Do you think that fight was over something where somebody snapped? No. That fight was over nothing. Could have been a boy, could have been getting teased, who knows. That girl couldn't handle normal life without overreacting. This is where these BLM, the looters, and all these people come from, and I'm going to get back to this BLM stuff. But I want you to understand that this woman wants to sell you on the idea that her daughter, named after a prophet, was loving and peaceful, honor roll student who had a motherly nature and promoted peace while she's trying to kill somebody. If she said, you know, look, Makia, whatever, had her problems, but I see her as my little girl, things like that, I get that. But you're trying to sell us on the idea. Let me tell you what mom was doing there. She's trying to get her payday. And why not? Because that's what Black Lives Matter is all about, getting that payday. Some of their other demands, they want to launch a full investigation into the ties between white supremacy and the Capitol Police, law enforcement, and the military. The Capitol was able to be breached and overrun by white supremacists attempting to disrupt the political process that is fundamental to our democracy. You think these silly Negroes wrote this? We know the police departments have been a safe haven for white supremacists to hide malintent behind a badge because the badge was created for that purpose. We also know off-duty cops and military were among the mob, the Capitol on January the 6th. Guilty parties need to be held accountable and fired. We're supporting Jamal Bowman's coup act to investigate these connections. Yeah. Wow. What do you say about a terrorist organization like this? Everything's racially motivated. Hey, I have a suggestion. How about we investigate all the black crime against other black people where there is no badge to hide behind? How about we investigate that, BLM? When you think about BLM and their needs, I want you to reflect back on that mother talking about her peaceful, loving, motherly daughter. See, that's how Black Lives Matter sees itself. It's a peace-loving organization that wants to kill cops and will loot and burn down businesses if they don't get their way. That's the metaphor. That's the backdrop of all of this. Here was their next request. Permanently ban Trump from all digital media platforms. That ain't going to happen because he's always welcome at PolitiChatter. He said Trump has always used his digital media platforms recklessly and irresponsibly to spread lies and disinformation. Now it is clearer than ever that his digital media is also used to incite violence and promote its continuation. He must be stopped from encouraging his mob and further endangering our communities even after inauguration. So, endangering black communities is now a Trump thing. Has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Has nothing to do with the activities of blacks. I'm going to call it out. I hope they push this out into the black community and say there's a black dude talking about the self-inflicted wounds of the black community, and he's unafraid and unapologetic calling it out. Unbelievable. So anyway, they need Trump silenced. And that's what the people that are paying the millions and millions of dollars to Black Lives Matter are getting them to do their dirty work. I told you guys, I have a friend, her name is Michelle. She was a part of a gang, and she says, Kev, I was the attack dog. If something had to get done, I did it. When I tell you that Michelle did everything under the sun, everything. She said if something had to get taken care of, she's talking about killing people. This is a woman that went to prison twice. Got out, got into prison the first time and came out and said, I'm not that. I'm not a leftist. She went back for an unrelated thing, but what got her sent there, she could have been sent to prison 20 times. How she's not rotting in prison is by the grace of God. But she got out and she says, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to be anybody's attack dog anymore. That's what Black Lives Matter is. It's an attack dog. She didn't have to know right or wrong. They just said, go do that, and she did it. That's what this group is. The final thing they say is defund the police. The police that met with our BLM protesters this summer with assault rifles, tear gas, and military-grade protective gear were the same police that on Wednesday met white supremacists with patience and the benefit of the doubt, going so far as to pose with selfies with rioters. The contrast was jarring, they say. But not for Black people. We've always known who the police truly protect and serve. D.C. has the most police per capita in the country, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, two other quick things. Don't let the coup be used as an excuse to crack down on our movement. And that's what they said. And pass the Breathe Act. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas shortages continue along the East Coast, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the Biden administration is working around the clock to help get the Colonial Pipeline back online.
The president has directed us to bring all government resources to bear to help Colonial to resolve this.
Around 25% of gasoline stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel as of Wednesday morning, as states from New Jersey to Florida suffer from the gas outages. Arrests and detentions at the U.S.-Mexico border border hit record levels in April, but fewer unaccompanied minors entered the United States illegally. Immigration arrests and detentions at the southern border last month rose by 3% from March to 178,622, the highest one-month total in 20 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden continuing to sell his infrastructure plan to Republicans.
A group of six Republican senators are set to meet with President Biden on Thursday to discuss his $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. West Virginia Senator Shelley Moore Caputo will be a part of the meeting and tells Fox News that in the wake of the cyber attack against the Colonial Pipeline, any infrastructure bill should prioritize protecting vital infrastructure from similar attacks.
So I think we got to prioritize this. I think this should be, we did this in the water bill that we passed 2 weeks ago, because remember there was an incident in Florida where somebody tried to get into the water system to taint it. And so we know that we put more cybersecurity money into our water systems in that bill. We need to do the same for all of our transportation and infrastructure packages.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ellen DeGeneres announcing today she will end her daytime talk show after a nearly two-decade run that established the comedian as a TV icon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The government is putting a full court press on getting people vaccinated. I've talked about it multiple times on this program. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I've warned you against it. Some of you get it if you feel comfortable. I find it interesting, though, that they're saying get the shot and then everything frees up. When it's a two-way street. It's a common-sense two-way street. If you feel comfortable getting the shot, get it. If I don't, I don't. I'm the one running the risk. As the abortionists would say, it's my body. I can cry if I want to, cry if I want to. It's my body. Norway's Institute of Public Health recommends banning two WuFlu vaccines due to horrible side effects. Meanwhile, Joey Demento, CDC, recommends everybody get the shot. 844-551-8255. You getting the shot? Did you get the shot? I won't be mad at you. It's a personal decision. I've given you lots of reasons not to, but I'm not mad at you. It's a personal decision. I want to give you everything I know about it before you decide to do what you do. But ultimately, it's up to you. Well, unless the government gets in the way, and that's what they're doing. The government wants you to get the stupid shot, even though Norway's Institute of Public Health says J&J and AstraZeneca's shots have too many side effects. They're not good. Our government is saying, no, it's all good in the hood, baby. In fact, it's so good, we're going to extend who should get the shot. That's right. Let me read this report. This is from NBC News. The FDA on Monday lowered the age that people can receive Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in the U.S. to 12. Now, let me remind you, the number of people who die from this disease under the age of 40 is so minuscule, it shouldn't even be discussed. There should be no discussion of getting people a shot for this disease under that. They have no risk. Now, here's their thing. Well, they could be carriers and not know it. If they have a runny nose, they could have COVID. What was it when you had a runny nose 2 years ago? What was it? A cold, maybe? A flu, maybe? Or you were stuffed up, you just had a runny nose. Now, if anybody that coughs, it's funny, you hear comedians now, they're, you know, man, you don't dare cough in public. People look at you like, oh! So, now, 12 to 15, and here's what they say. Let's see. A move that's going to make millions of more shots available, which is part of the ruse, by the way. All these pharmaceutical companies getting a crazy amount of money to just keep making something. I don't know what they're charging, but I know who's getting charged. But go on. The Pfizer BioNTech vaccine was authorized for use in people ages 16 and up in December because they've done so much testing. The FDA has now amended it to include children ages 12 to 15. Last week, Biden said in remarks at the White House that the administration was ready to move immediately to make about 20,000 pharmacy sites across the country ready to vaccinate those adolescents as soon as the FDA grants its okay. By the way, the science of the FDA, every drug that's ever been approved by the FDA, but where every drug that's been banned, you know, if they come back later and go, if you're taking a shot for such and such, the FDA approved it. That's the science of the FDA. But it's okay. They said, first, however, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, of the CDC will meet Wednesday to update its recommendations on who should receive it. Now, I just saw a story the other day about some kid that got this shot and died. Here's what I'll guarantee you. If that kid had not gotten the shot, he'd still be alive. Same guarantee I can give you about George Floyd. If George Floyd hadn't resisted arrest, he'd still be alive. I just want you to understand the craziness of the world we live in where they're like, you know what, put your kids at risk. They aren't going to get the disease and they're not going to die. But why don't you get them a shot? Why? Because it'll be for the public good. You know, for all these 80-year-olds that want to live, what, another 2 years past their expiration date? We got to make everybody feel safe. So put your child at risk. Let me ask you, I don't know what the stats are. What makes you comfortable, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? If I said to you, your child has a 1 in a million chance of dying from getting a shot, would you take the chance? Is that enough for you to say, oh, it's only 1 in a million? I wish I could go back as a kid and make a decision about vaccinations that I don't think I ever needed. I could go into some detail. Let me just give you a little hint. When I was a kid, I always felt like my muscles weren't firing all the way, like there was more left in them. And I think it's due to some vaccine I took when I was a kid. The dip, whatever. I don't know what I had to take. But my mom, typical black mother, just rolled over. Hey, government, just poke my kid with whatever you want. I have friends, white friends, that say, my kids never got vaccinations and never got sick. Anyway, long story short, what amount of risk are you willing to take? If I said your child has a 1 in 10 chance of dying from a shot, would you give them a shot? I think a majority of people would say, oh, heck no. What if it's 1 out of 100? 1 out of 1,000? What's the number? 1 out of 1,000,000? Okay, great. Whatever the number is, if you ever think like a parent and you go, yeah, but what if my child is the one? See, I've watched a mother lose her child. My grandmother lost my mom. I would never want that on anybody. I have a friend who lost her daughter to colon cancer. I couldn't remember what it was. I know it was cancer. I just couldn't remember what type. Horrible experience. Every year she relives it. I have a friend who lost her son. He's a Navy SEAL. Every year at his death date, she remembers Mark. That's not something a parent should have to do. And now the White House, who knowingly already knows that this vaccine is killing kids because parents that are stupid enough to say, yeah, you know what? This is a disease that is so unlikely to kill my kid. I want to take it. I think they said something like 6 kids in 29 million in Los Angeles school district had died from the Wu flu. 6 out of 29 million. More kids will die from the flu, more kids will die from gang violence than will die from the Wu flu. More kids will die from neglect. More kids will die from suicide. I can name 15 things easily that more kids will die from than this Wu flu, and they want you to take this stupid thing. They said if the head of the CDC signs off on these recommendations, the first shots for children, kids 12 and up, could come within days. As soon as today. And what's interesting to me is no repercussions, nothing a parent can do, no idea what the side effects, the long-term side effects are going to be. This is insane. Michelle Obama said, if you don't get the shot, you can't be part of come around them. Here she is.
It does seem like we're coming out of the COVID valley. Mm-hmm. It was a long, dark tunnel. I think we're still sort of in the tunnel, but mm-hmm. I do sort of see light back there.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be better light if people would get vaccinated.
Yeah.
There's still so many people that are either scared or just think, no, I'm not doing it.
All I can say is that I have tried to live a life where I don't lie to people. And the science behind a vaccine is the same science that's behind aspirin and insulin.
What are the COVID rules for visiting the Obamas?
Now it's be vaccinated. That's you want to hang out with us? Get your vaccine. Get all of it, finish it up, and then we can talk.
Here's Michelle Obama. Always try to live a life of telling the truth. Out of the COVID valley, into the tunnel, into the light. We'd be much more into the light if people would just get their vaccinations and stuff and get that vaccination on, and then you can hang around us. If you got your vaccination, what do you care? And the science, she says, behind it is the same as that of aspirin and insulin, things that have been around for decades. See, that's how leftists are. She makes that comment that this is, the science has been around for aspirin and insulin like it's been around for decades. It's insane. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
It does seem like we're coming out of the COVID now. You know, it was a long, dark tunnel. I think we're still sort of in the tunnel, but I do sort of see light back there.
Yeah. Well, it'd
which
be better
light if people would get vaccinated.
There's
still so many people that are either scared or just think, no, I'm not doing it.
All I can say is that I have tried to live a life where I don't lie to people. And the science behind a vaccine is the same science that's behind aspirin and insulin.
What are the COVID rules for visiting the Obamas?
Now it's be vaccinated.
Be vaccinated. Yeah.
That's you want to hang out with us? Get your vaccine. Get all of it, finish it up, and then we can talk.
I think it's really funny that the left is so desperate that they trot Michelle Obama out. Like, if you don't get your woo-foo shot, you can't hang out with us. You can't hang out with them anyway. Not to mention, who wants to hang out with them? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The ego And for the record, if all of you got your shots, Michelle, what do you care? Ask yourself, folks, this is so common sense, I just want to shake my radio. Or shake your computer or wherever you're listening to me on your phone. But it's so common sense. Why are you trying to force me to take a shot if you've gotten yours? It's such a common sense question, and I'm going to keep asking it. Because I want you to always keep that in mind. I was driving down the freeway the other day. 3 million Arizonans have been vaccinated. Be sure to get yours. My comment was, well, 3 million people feel very confident that they're good to go. Why do I need to get mine? Why? I'm going to get a shot that there's already talks of the variants, the Greek version, the Italian version, the latest Chinese version, etc. So I'm going to get a shot that's going to be ineffective to what's going to be coming next so I can get another. Oh, by the way, get that booster. Don't forget to get that booster. You can't just get one. You got to have the booster. Oh, look, I know science has come a long way in understanding all this stuff. But this is not about science. This is about control. There are talks of seasonal masks and vaccine passports and even mandatory at some business. You must take this shot. Let me ask you, if a business tells you to take a shot and you die from the shot, can you sue that business? I don't have the answer to that. But what if your employer said, yeah, you got to take this shot? Or your spouse's employer, and your spouse dies the minute or within a week of taking that shot. And you can prove it. Do you think an insurance company is going to cover you? The ramifications of this, folks, is so egregious. It's so bad. And I'm going to go back over some of this stuff because I think it's necessary to repeat. They are never going to tell you the number of people who've died from this vaccine. I contend more people have died from the vaccine per capita than the number of people who've actually died from the disease. In other words, if you give this shot to 100 million people, you're going to get 100,000 deaths easily, and you won't get 100,000 legitimate deaths from the Wu flu. That's my prediction. Oh, I know, Kevin. Kevin, it's 600,000 deaths now or whatever. Have you noticed they quit giving you the death count? Under Trump, you got it every day. This many people died. The sky was falling every single day. You know people are still dying of this the way that they rate it. They're still dying of it. They're still paying hospitals thousands of dollars to deal with it. But now it's hush-hush. They don't want to talk about the number of deaths. They're not going to tell you the number of people who've died from this disease. The news, when you get up at wherever your market is, will tell you the number of people who are dying in India, but they won't show you a single person who has an adverse reaction to this Wu flu vaccine, any of them. They won't show you an adverse reaction of anybody on the news. There will be no alarm bell sounded on. You know what? Be very careful when you take this shot. Have you heard anybody say, you know what? If you're under the age of 40, you shouldn't even consider this shot. This is a disease that's not going to impact you. Let's put it in perspective of the flu. If you're under the age of 40, you are as susceptible to the flu as a person 80 years old. It isn't like the Wu flu where you lose your sense of smell. You are susceptible. You will get sick. You can pass it along. Are they demanding that you get a flu shot? When I go to the past CVS and Walgreens, it says, hey, if you want to get your seasonal flu shot, I don't get it because my body is adjusted to more flus than you can shake a stick at, and I'd rather ride it out. They're treating this very differently, and you should be asking yourself why. That's all I'm saying. That's all the brother's trying to tell you. Yeah, when I get up into that falsetto, you know it's, you better be paying attention. If I'm talking like this, it's optional. But if I start talking like this, yeah, you better pay attention. Pay attention, white people. You got to wonder, what are they doing? Michelle Obama. You can't hang out with the Obamas unless you have that shot. Has she ever said that about somebody getting a flu shot? Simple question. Has anybody ever talked about getting a vaccine passport over the flu? No. Had they ever talked about quarantining students over the flu? A disease that absolutely kills kids. Not very often, but it can. And it does. More so than the Wu flu. Nope. They're talking about a vaccine for kids 18 and under now, down to 12, for a disease that doesn't kill them, because they say, well, you may not know you have it. You may not know you have the flu either. I mean, it's pretty unlikely because you get some symptoms. But you're as communicable with the flu as you are with the Wu flu. They go, well, you don't know it. You sometimes don't know you have the flu until the symptoms really hit. Now, look, I don't know when the flu decides, okay, it's time to go out and get some people. You know, I know this. I believe in the good development of the human body. I believe God made the body amazing. And so what happens, and this is just one black man's opinion here, but what happens with the flu is you think, oh, wow, not feeling very good. So that's day one. Then the next day, you get stuffy or whatever. I don't remember the flu-like symptoms, but you get body aches or whatever. And you go, ooh, you know, I'm getting sick. And you know what you do? You self-quarantine. You do it. I believe that's the body saying to you, if you go out and you do more, you're going to get sicker. I'm going to make you feel bad because you shouldn't be around people. You need to now get out of the mix. I can guarantee you this. Everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice, you've been through that. You got to the point where you went, oh, no, I'm definitely sick. And your body told you. I'll tell you a quick story. I was eating some food one day, and I bet you this is another story you can relate to. And I barely touched that sucker. It was funny. My mouth already started to water, not in a good way, like a throw up way. And it was just from the olfactory stuff, just the smell. As I got the food to my tongue and I touched it on my tongue, I got that throw up feeling and I went, oh, and I put it down. You know what it was my body telling me? That food's not good. Have you ever disobeyed that? Been so hungry you went, oh, man, I'm just going to scarf it down. If you wait, if you let your body sense it, test it, and then touch it on your tongue, whatever, your body will tell you, uh-uh, that food, diarrhea. So, again, I go back to, we got this disease that doesn't impact people under 40 for the most part, certainly doesn't impact people under 20. And they're coming out with vaccines for it. And you go, well, what are you talking about? We're going to give guidance on what to give the people under 20. Don't do anything. Get your flu. Would you tell a kid who's got very little chance of dying from the flu, doesn't have the reaction of an 80-year-old, go get your flu shot, little Johnny? I wouldn't. This is a sinister thing, and I keep coming back to it because the more we buy into these government things, the more they feel like they have us. I know they're fudging the numbers on the number of people who've gotten these shots. I wish there was a way we could verify this because I'm telling you guys, these numbers are lies. People are afraid, as they should be, to get this shot because it isn't about the shot. There's something else coming. I gotta leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.